Mr. Secretary, I want to read point 19 of the president's peace plan. I'll put it up so folks can see it. It says, quote, while Gaza redevelopment advances and when the Palestinian Authority reform program is faithfully carried out, the conditions may finally be in place for a credible pathway to Palestinian self-determination and statehood, which we recognize as the aspiration of the Palestinian people. Does the Trump administration now support Palestinian statehood, Mr. Secretary?
Well, look, first of all, that provision was very important to the countries that signed on with us, and Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, et cetera. They all really, that's a very important point to them. I think the most important point to read out of that is that you have to have somebody to turn it over to, right? Someone that you can hand that over to. We've always said that if there's going to be a two-state solution, it has to be negotiated with Israel. It has to make sure that Israel's security is taken into account. And so I would argue that I wouldn't say this is a new policy position. What I would say is, you want to be able to have in Gaza a place. Israel has no interest in governing Gaza. They want to turn it over to somebody, some organization that will govern it, that will not build tunnels and sponsor terrorism and come across the line and kidnap, rape, and murder Israelis. But, that's who they want to turn it over to.
But Mr.
And right now that doesn't exist. That has to be built.